It's your boy Colby Mack, and this is the Colby Told Me Podcast. Yo, whenever I want to deep dive with the Mac himself, where I get to amplify my movie reviews for your listening pleasure, would you please consider giving your boy a follow? I'm on all the socials at Colby Told Me on Twitter and Instagram, and sometimes I'm on Facebook at Colby Mack. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is episode 13, another Joaquin Phoenix movie for your boy. And surprisingly, it's only a little bit better than Bo is Afraid. Sacre bleu, homme du fromage. Insert all of like the really bad French accents and isms that I've amassed over my years of being on this earth that didn't make its way inside the film, but I'll get to that soon as I review Sir Ridley Scott's latest Napoleon. You know, when I found out this movie was happening, I love translating this story, folks got in my ass because apparently, like, it was new to me. That like this film wasn't a little problematic, not only just like in regards to stunt casting, as that's probably like a lazy way of putting it, but like I was like, oh, Joaquin Phoenix is gonna be a Napoleon movie, that's a choice. But star of Vanessa Kirby, that's a good choice. And then we see the trailer and ain't nobody hella anywhere near French, and apparently I was wrong for thinking that was like a weird or kind of slightly problematic thing. Like, I'm sorry. I think if there's a movie about France, you know, if we're not going to hire French actors, if we're not going to like even try to use French accents, apparently it's okay to just use like high British accents. And then you got the lead of your film that says, I'm not going to use an accent at all. Once again, choices were made. But in this movie, an epic that details the checkered rise, checkered is a loose term, the checkered rise and fall of French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte and his relentless journey to power through the prism of his addictive, volatile relationship with his wife, Josephine. You've always got to love IMDb, and whatever person from the studio goes to and submits this, because I don't think this was the movie that we ended up getting. Now, I will say at the front of this, the music, the action, the crafts are high as a mother, which honestly, there's no reason not to expect that from a man who's in his late 70s, 80s at this point in Ridley Scott. I can't remember the last Ridley Scott movie that I watched that didn't look good. Is there going to be story issues? Oh, yeah. And they're all here. Now, listen. Do I believe in this world? It's kind of hard not to. I mean, we've all been through global history. I'm hoping that most of the people who listen to my podcast have done global studies throughout their, you know, either middle school or high school career or somewhat in college. But like, am I the ignorant American? Like, didn't we all grow up thinking that Napoleon was like this ruthless dictator-like figure? I need to like have a talk with Miss Arrington or Miss Davis. Those are the people that are responsible for my global studies. Because I could have swore that the person that they portrayed to me in the textbooks that were obviously very, very old is not the person that really spot portrayed to me inside this movie. I don't know who's telling the lie. Somebody's got some splitting to do. But at the very least, Ridley Scott's gonna make it look good. Like, when I tell you how amazingly visceral it was, one, to be able to get an invitation to DGA to be able to watch this movie a little early. Shout out to the DGA. It was fantastic. Like, the screening experience of watching this movie was super duper dope. I had no idea how, like, savage this movie was gonna be. I saw a horse get shot through the chest with a cannonball, and you see it all. Like, I was watching Raul, I was like, yeah, it's like that. This movie is savage, and I don't think it pulls any punches and painting the visceral nature and just how unrelenting war can be. And it was cool seeing a different side of Joaquin Phoenix inside of a war epic. I think we first got introduced to him in some instances to what we saw in Gladiator, but seeing him on the other side of that, where essentially he's at the brunt of being able to dole out his own level of savagery, was great. And it allowed me to see this different viewpoint of Napoleon than what I think I've been taught to in schools. I just wish that the screenplay had a bit more je ne sais quoi to what they were trying to say, because I still don't believe it matches up. Like, it's hard not to believe a character that you know for a fact exists, and yet there's a presentation of this character here that, like, something don't feel right. Like, am I supposed to believe the guy who wrote The Day the Earth Stood Still that wrote this movie? Nah, I'm kidding. I would love to be the guy who wrote The Day the Earth Stood Still. I hope I'd write a better movie, but shout out to the man that's getting paid to write movies. I'm the guy that's not getting paid to review movies. I mean, here and there, right? So, like, I'm just confused. Is Napoleon being short a thing or no? Like, I know for a fact that I grew up hearing about the Napoleonic complex, but this movie pretends to ignore it all. Not once is this man's height mentioned in the entire film. And to me, that just seems dishonest, because it's like the glaring thing that Napoleon was known for, at least in like my ignorant American mind, and it never comes up. So is it like, are you honoring the French to not make it a thing? Or was it not a thing between him and his people? I don't know. And I don't know if it's like some weird Mandela effect, or like just Ridley Scott decided to skip it and be like, I'm not going to worry about him being small. But then I thought that with inside the trailer, and then oftentimes inside this film, that there's this distorted perspective of Joaquin Phoenix, who in my mind I thought is actually like a tall guy, at least 6 foot, right? Where he looks visually shorter than everyone else, but it's never brought up. And I don't know if it's like a trick being played. And then I'm like, whoa, is this supposed to be like satire? Is this supposed to be some farcical narrative exercise about, you know, glorifying this downright villainous figure? But to be honest with you, throughout the entirety of the film, which is a really interesting presentation of a biopic, this does not chart like regular biopics. This does chart in regards to very linear storytelling. I find out who he is. I don't really talk about where he came from. It's mentioned all like in like, you know, in text, but we never get a chance to see it. And I see this man rise up the ranks, but never, like, there's a weird conflict. I think that this film is missing a central antagonist to really help propel the story forward. I think the only opposing force that is in front of Napoleon, it's not even himself. It's the, like, very visible threats of other warring nations along the time. And speaking of time, I feel like that this film does really a bad job at making you feel where you are in history. It's a presentation of scenes that are cool to look at. It's some good performances between Joaquin Phoenix and Vanessa Kirby, and these are the only two characters you care about. And the introduction of every other subject or person in this film, I could care nothing about, because it spends very little time making it anything of prominence. And that, like, if you were going to be, there's a tone issue in this movie where I'm torn between, is this pure drama? Because, like, this movie's weirdly funny, and I don't think it's trying to be funny on purpose. And if it is trying to be funny on purpose, it's not going to that place where it needs. This should have been more like Jojo Rabbit. Probably in better hands with a storyteller like Taika Waititi, this would have been successful. But at the very least, you have the crafts that are high, and you have the performances that are equally as high. Like, I don't think that there's ever been a bad Vanessa Kirby performance. There's been bad movies that Vanessa Kirby was in, but she has never been the problem at all. And I love it. Like, she looks great. I love the character of Josephine, and yo, homegirl was for the streets right off the rip. But we really don't get much a sense of her, like, her own agency independent of Napoleon. And the trailers almost present to you that this is going to be like a dueling narrative. And there definitely feels like that there's a different cut of this film that extrapolates so much more of a really compelling character for both of them, right? Now, personally, I think Joaquin Phoenix is kind of sleepwalking. If he's not sleepwalking, he ain't getting no notes from Ridley Scott. Or Ridley Scott ain't care to give no notes. He just said, hey, do whatever you want. Because that's what Joaquin Phoenix did. And I got to say, there's probably some of the funniest line delivery, mistakenly, that I've seen in a movie all year. I don't want to spoil it because I think in effect, in time, it works really, really well. And as frustrating that this movie is with its presentation of the story, with the structure of it, with the tone, there's still good things there. Once again, the action sequences are dope as hell. I can't remember seeing Waterloo done like Waterloo, but like that Waterloo sequence feels like 1917. It's really, really good. But every time that there's good, you're reminded by how much bad this screenplay is. Like, if there were any goals that Napoleon was supposed to have internally, it doesn't care to talk about it at all. And everything that we're presented with doesn't seem to jive with what I thought Napoleon was. Like, he's not a ruthless dictator in this film. His country loves him. And everything that the reasons why some people may dislike him feels very much contrived. And it doesn't fit overall. It's like, I came away from this movie sympathizing with a man that I don't think that I was supposed to sympathize for. That's a real, it's a moral quandary that I'm experiencing, and that's not the way that I like to watch movies. This film doesn't take enough time to make sure that the audience is on the same page with either the themes that it's expressing or having you care about the character or dislike the character the way that you want. And the editing does it no favors either. This movie is long. But yet it should be longer. It should be like the History Channel, series, if anything. It'd be great if it could look as good, but like, my God, we need to chop this thing down to 2 hours of sound, compelling, and structurally sound storytelling. And this movie was not that. I wasn't moved in the end because I didn't think that I learned anything of great substance because it doesn't feel like it's real. Like, I feel like if I watched another movie about Napoleon, I'm gonna get spun an entirely different story, and I'll probably feel better about it in the end. Like, this wasn't a bad movie. It's just frustrating because it could have been so much better, and I am struggling. So this movie is peculiarly comedic. Like, it shouldn't be that funny, and it is, but not on purpose. And I don't like the way that that feels. It is a war epic, which is high, and that's fun. It has everything that you come to, I guess, nowadays love about a Ridley Scott film. It's going to be ferocious. It's going to have pathos, and it's going to have superior crafts and good performances, even. And there's going to be stunning production design and a really good score. But oddly enough, a lot of the elements that amount to an equally peculiar and just underwhelmingly weird character study, where I don't think that this is actually Napoleon. This is something else. I think it's stunted by its bad writing, its wonky storytelling, a weird story structure, and some really really funky narrative choices that you get presented with over 2.5 hours of all this stuff happening, and I don't feel moved in the slightest by anything. But somehow, some way, this movie will end up with like 4, 5, 6, 7, 11 BAFTAs at the end of the day. Colby told me rating for Ridley Scott's Napoleon is a 6 out of 10. I think it's a fine slash okay movie. And yes, I think the writing is bad, but I can't ignore how strong the other elements that make up filmmaking, how strong they are in this film. Once again, this is directed by Ridley Scott. It is written by David Scarpa, who's also directing the Gladiator sequel. And it's starring Joaquin Phoenix, Vanessa Kirby, and a shit ton of a lot of British folks. This is now playing in theaters everywhere. Well, that'll do it for this one. Can't wait to get you the next one. Until then, like, subscribe, comment, and share. I'm gonna hopefully enjoy the last entry of part of Disney's Centennial Wish. That'll be coming soon. Until then, thanks for rocking with me. And remember, when they ask you where you heard it from, tell them Colby told me. Peace.